Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
USC got shellacked by a rebuilding Stanford team. They fired Clay Helton. And the first name out of people's mouths as a replacement was Urban Meyer, who just signed a huge deal. Was he making $12 million a year? Something like that. With the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's like 12, yeah.
Yeah, he's getting a ton of money to rebuild that NFL team, which is the worst team in the league. All right, they were 1-15. Last year, they just lost their 16th straight game, and it was a doozy because they lost to the team that we all thought, or not you, Rob, but many of us thought was actually the worst team, actually worse than Jacksonville. And not only did they beat the Jags, not only did they outlast the Jags, they walloped them. And the team was a mess, Rob.
Yes.
And I'm
not,
you know,
I'm not
making a judgment on Urban Meyer at this point. Obviously, he's a legendary college coach, but there were some things.
Too many penalties, Chris. Oh. That's coaching.
Yeah,
that's coaching.
Penalties. There was one time they had 12 men in the huddle. They had to use two timeouts to avoid delay of game penalties. I mean, that looked like coaching, lack of organization, lack of direction. It was a mess. And so people are now speculating after one game for Urban Meyer in the NFL that he could be headed to USC. And one reporter asked about it. I don't know if it was the PR staff for the Jaguars or what, but one reporter asked about it, and here was the exchange.
Unfortunately for you, some rumors came out yesterday connecting you to the USC job. I just want to give you the opportunity to refute it.
There's no chance that I'm here and committed to try to build an organization.
Now, if you saw it, I mean, Urban, you could just hear.
First of all, who's the lame reporter? Can we go back to Chris?
That's why I said it might be the PR staff. It might have been the PR staff.
Like
for the
this
Jags,
guy, does he work for Jaguars.com?
I mean, it might be, seriously. Jagsmania.com. I mean, it might be, you know.
Can we hear the question again, Alex?
You know, Rob.
Some rumors came out yesterday connecting you to the USC job. I just want to give you the opportunity to refute it.
There's no chance.
All right, just stop right there. First of all, he says, unfortunately. What do you mean, unfortunately? Maybe it's a good thing for Urban Meyer and his family. And then he goes, I want to give you a chance to refute it. Not is it true. Urban, right. Is this true or false?
That's all you got to say.
That's all you got to do. You're telling me, I'm giving you a chance to say it's not true. You don't have to say that. Maybe it's true. You're telling him that he has got to say that it's not true. Chris, you're a reporter. Nah. Did they teach that in journalism school? No. If you're a young guy out there and you're in journalism school, please do not ask questions like that. It's not unfortunately your name. It's Urban. There was a report out there that you might be interested in the USC job. Do you have interest in coaching at USC? Hello? That's all you got to ask.
Yeah, it was way too deferential. That's the bottom line, Rob. It was way too deferential.
And I'll say this. You want me? Can I go first?
Yeah, then let me throw this out.
Okay.
As you heard, Urban didn't have a lot of gusto in his answer. And, Rob, if you saw the clip,
yes.
He was like looking down. You know, he wasn't really looking at the reporters. He was kind of looking down, and as you heard, like not a lot of bass in his voice. That's all I'll say for now. The floor is yours, Rob.
And if I'm the Jacksonville Jaguars, I'm pissed. I am. I'm just like, Chris, I want an emphatic, I'm not going anywhere. All right, I'm going to tell you people, my name, every time there's a job that comes up, my name's going to come up because of my resume in college. I'm committed to Jacksonville. I'm going to turn this program around. I'm going to deliver us a chance to win a Super Bowl in Jacksonville. That's my goal. Until I reach that goal, I'm not interested in going anywhere. So the next time you hear it, you don't have to come back to me and ask me if I'm interested. You play this damn tape.
Wow.
If
he said that, Rob, not only would it inspire ownership, and it might not matter because they're just not that good, but it would inspire the locker room.
Am I right, Chris? If you would have heard that...
Right.
And you're a player, you would be like, that's what I'm talking about.
That's my coach.
Yes.
Like Theo said,
he's not going to run back.
That's
he's not going to do a Nick Saban on us after a year or so and run back to college.
Right. Now, I feel you. But here's the thing, Rob. And, of course, you know, I don't know what Urban Meyer's thinking. Maybe he's thinking what you said, but he didn't say it. But the reason my speculation is that one reason he didn't say that, Rob, is because he doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, and look, I'm not trying to say that after one game and a few months of practice and so on and so forth, that Urban Meyer is looking out the front door, all right? That Urban Meyer is looking for a way of escape, that he's plotting his exit. I'm not saying all that. But I am saying this. He's not used to losing. All right? This guy's 187 and 32 in college. He's won 3 national championships. He's one of, you know, he's a legendary college coach.
And he's won everywhere he's been, Chris.
Yes.
Go look at his record everywhere.
They could go 2-15. They could go 1-16, 3-14. I guess it's possible 0-17, but the bottom line is they're going to lose a lot of games.
Well,
and
based
Rob,
off of game one, they got a long way to go.
The roster, like we said, Tim Tebow almost made the team.
Right.
All right. You thought it was a stunt. No, they needed him, kind of. All right. But anyway, I I'm not even blaming Urban, Rob. I can't imagine being a guy, whether it's Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, one of these college coaches who can go into a kid's living room Get the best players in the country. You know, the kids have to listen to you because you hold their scholarship in the palm of your hands. You control the coaching staff, the boosters. You're the highest paid person in the state, so you got all the juice with the president of the university and the officials and the politicians in the state. You run things and you win. Every year you're in the national championship discussion. You might lose one game, two at the most. To go to the NFL, well, you can't. Yeah, who, Rob, he may not get a championship roster in the next 4 years or even
easily,
a playoff roster.
Easily. Right? Hello, ask the New York Jetropolitans. Ask the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
Ask the Cleveland Browns for the last 25. Chris, all over the NFL. We can yep. name 20 teams that haven't had a championship roster in the last 20 years. 20. Yep.
We always talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep. Dallas Cowboys got 4 playoff wins in 25 seasons.
Absolutely. So this is going to be a tough year for him. We saw Nick Saban 2 years with the Dolphins. I'm going back to college. Steve Spurrier didn't fare very well in the NFL. I'm going back to college. You can bring up Pete Carroll, who wasn't really all that in the NFL, to say the least, then goes to USC and becomes a great coach. And now he's back in the NFL and done well with the Seahawks. But, Rob, he started in the NFL.
Right.
He's not really that college guy. You know what I'm saying?
He was a Jets coach and he was the Patriots coach.
Right. So he's in a different boat. So, Rob, what I'm saying, Rob, is – I just think no matter what Urban's mindset is right now, I think after a season of getting his butt kicked and then looking ahead and saying, it ain't going to get no better for a while, you know, that I definitely think, as Randy Mueller, former executive of the year in the NFL, Rob, he joined us last night and he said, it might not be USC, but I could see him going back to college.
Right.
And I'm in that boat with Randy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments. where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your boy, you try to disparage him at every turn.
What are you talking about?
Stop it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Matt Stafford, affectionately known by Rob Parker as Stat Padford. Rob, not only did he lead the Rams to victory in game one against the Chicago Bears, not only did he become the first quarterback since week six of the 2019 season to have at least two touchdown passes of 40 or more air yards, two bombs.
Chris, did you see any defenders on those plays? Okay, go ahead.
That was great. He looked them off.
Oh, is that what it was?
He caught his eyes. Yeah, he looked them off.
The receivers were wide open.
He totally shook them with his eyes.
Okay.
But he was named player of the week, Rob. Matt Stafford in the NFC over Kyler Murray, over Jameis Winston, over Tom Brady. A lot of guys had big games, but none better, according to the NFL, than Matt Stafford. Do you have a problem with this?
I have a huge problem.
Oh, my God.
Sound the alarm. Here we go. I got a conspiracy going for you. It is the Matthew Stafford conspiracy. He's the narrative. They've all bought in. They're going to push Matthew Stafford down our throats. He's the greatest thing since sliced bread. He was in shackles and chains in Detroit. He had nothing. He played with garbage. He had no help. Matthew Stafford is the quarterback of the future. He's better than Aaron Rodgers. He's better than Tom Brady. He's better than anybody who's ever put on a uniform. Have you seen that guy's arm? He's unbelievable. And he had less yards than Jared Goff this past week. He had the same amount of touchdowns, but somehow we just watched something we've never seen before. Rub your eyes with both hands, Chris Broussard. What was that? I think I saw Santa Claus come into my room. What was it? Ram fans all over Los Angeles, they got their panties in a bunch because they think they're going to the Super Bowl. Their Messiah wasn't wearing a robe. He was wearing a Rams jersey. Hello, Matthew Stafford. Welcome to the NFL. We always knew you were that good. We knew it. And now you're going going to prove it to everybody. Peter King and all the other national pundits who are on this Matthew Stafford bandwagon. Stop it.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, my goodness. Give him another applause. He deserves it. You took it to, I mean, one simple question. How you feel about this? I got to give you credit, Rob. That was impressive. All the way through to the stop.
I hope they were, Alex, were you guys recording? I hope, because I can't replay it. I can't do that again.
Stop it.
I knew he would grab that off. I knew it.
Oh, my gosh. But, Rob, here's the problem. I mean, he deserved it. I mean, Rob, look, and you're right. A lot of guys played great. Kyler Murray,
that's a big win, Chris, against a good team. That's my only problem is that the Bears didn't make the playoffs last year.
Well, they did. Remember, they did.
Did they make it the last? Oh, at 8-8. I'm sorry.
They weren't a good team, but they did sneak in. Yes.
That's what I remember. You're right. They backed in because they lost to the Packers.
Right.
That's what I was
thinking. But here's the thing, though, Rob. You got to admit this. Tennessee, yes, they were a very good team last year, but their defense isn't good. And so Chicago has a better defense than Tennessee. So Stafford did do it against a better defense, if not a better team. And my guy was Kyler. But Stafford did throw for more yards. He did complete a higher percentage of his passes. I mean, 77%. And Kyler had a pick, so which Stafford didn't. Obviously, Jameis, who we both think was great, but, you know, only threw for, what, 140-something yards. So.
Which is all they needed, and he didn't turn the ball over. He had five
touchdowns.
He'll
throw for more. Yeah, he'll throw for more.
It ain't like he quits. He led the league in passing yards, but that's a huge win against a team that was in the NFC Championship game, right?
No doubt. That was a bigger win. There's no question about that. And his first start with a new team.
Tom Brady and the Cowboys.
Right. And Brady, you know, you saw it. Like, yes, he had two picks, but one was the Hail Mary at the end of the first half. I mean, that, you know, that just, you just throw that up for grabs. And then the first one, I mean, it was a decent pass to Leonard Fournette that actually hit Fournette in the hands, and he just dropped it or it went through his hand. So you could have argued for Brady. In fact, Pro Football Focus, I think they have Brady as the best quarterback of the week.
Which is surprising, though, with two picks. And I know, you said, you're looking at the kind of picks, but it's still surprising.
Right, that's the only reason that they did it, because they're looking at what caused the picks and things like that. But you're right. But you watched – Matt Stafford in Detroit.
From day one.
Yes. So you do have a history with the guy and all that. But, you know, look, Rob, you got to admit, and I don't poo-poo your stat, and that you got to do it against the winning teams.
Okay,
which
right.
he did not do. I mean, that's legit, right?
Chris, he has a 106 winning percentage. 106.
I hear you. And that's a true stat, and it's legit. But Rodney Pete made an interesting point, Rob, that Goff was a guy that everything had to be perfect. We talked about it yesterday with the run game. You know, when Todd Gurley was there, that was good. And then C.J. Anderson later in the playoffs. The line had to be perfect. The receivers had to be perfect. Like, Goff needed all that. Stafford is a guy that not only do they think, but you've seen him, Rob. You know, he can make some plays. Now, I guess you question whether he will make those plays in the big moments, the big games.
To me, that's what has to be determined, Chris, because he's put up big numbers. He had a Hall of Fame wide receiver, okay? So he had Calvin Johnson.
They were a great tandem, yep.
Yes, so it's not like his stats. We've talked about this, me and you, a lot. If you took away who he was, what team he played for, and just looked at his stats, he's got Hall of Fame stats. Like, you could look at him and go, this guy could be in the Hall of Fame. But when you look at them in context, those plays haven't come against a better team. Now, they're in a tough division, and we'll see now when they're playing.
So they're in a tough division.
When they're playing the better competition, Chris, if which Matthew Stafford they got. Now, if he struggles and they lose some games, people will start to go, maybe he's not ready for this stage, or maybe it wasn't always the Lions. Now, if he excels and they win the division, or as Rodney Pete and some guys have them going to the Super Bowl, then we got a different conversation.
Right. And so ultimately, it comes down to this for me. I have no problem with him being named Player of the Week. Like I said, there are a few other guys that, you know, you wouldn't have thrown a hissy fit had they won the award. But Stafford was great. And Rob, he did have a passer rating of freaking 156.1. You know, that's only two off of perfect. So I think he was deserving. I don't think the fix is in. I don't buy into your conspiracy theories and all of those shenanigans that you threw out. It was nice. It was entertaining. It was dramatic. But I don't buy into it. I'm picking them to get to the NFC title game. I'm not picking them to get to the Super Bowl or to win it.
They got to win the Super Bowl in his 3 years.
Eventually, yes.
I mean, that, right? That, otherwise, it didn't work.
Nah, you're right, because I could have made the playoffs and had two first-round picks. And an extra third that I didn't have, right, that I gave away to get Stafford. So I agree. It's got to be Super Bowl championship, right?
They got to win.
Just get there. Not just win the NFC. You've got to win a ring. And, Rob, here's the thing.
I'm talking about in 3 years. I'm not saying he has to do it the first year, but he's got to do it in his time in L.A.
And I think you'll admit this because you said it. If you just looked at Matt Stafford's numbers, you would say he's a Hall of Famer.
Well,
and
on his way to
when
it,
I hear that, I mean, like, when I hear Matt Stafford and Hall of Fame in the same sentence, I want to throw up in my mouth, to use your term.
Yes.
I mean, really. It's like, what? Like, really? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no way. But this is his chance, Rob. This is his chance to become a Hall of Famer. All right? Because the numbers are great. And if he puts up those numbers, which I think he will put up big numbers with the Rams, and wins a Super Bowl, I mean, you talk about a legacy-changing move, Rob. And are you totally committed to Stat Padford? Or if he delivers this year, would you be a believer?
Yeah,
would you become a believer?
I got to see him perform in those big games. Chris, he was in three playoff games, so he played in playoff games that mattered. We could go look his numbers up in those three playoff games.
It's a little revisionist history to say, you know, he was always on terrible teams.
And he never played in the playoffs. He never played a big – no, he played in the playoffs. He had a couple of chances to win big games and move that franchise along, and he couldn't do it. I still remember the one game that sticks is that the last game of the year, Chris, in 2014 when they were 11-5 and they had the fifth-ranked defense in the NFL. And they went to Green Bay, and all that. If they won that game, they beat Green Bay earlier in the year in Detroit. They had the same exact record. If they beat Green Bay, they get the division. They win the division. They get a bye, Chris, and they have a home game. It's a big moment, right, in Detroit Lions history.
Absolutely.
They lose 30-20, not really in the game. They lose that game. Green Bay wins, and they go to Dallas on a wild card, and they lose that game. All I'm saying is there have been moments when he could have turned around who people think he is.
No, that's true. And this is another one of those moments. But you made a good point because, you know, it's tempting to say, and there is a little bit of truth to it, that we really won't know until the playoffs, right?
Right.
But you made a good point about, man, Rob, this division is no joke, especially if Arizona's going to be good. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at the division going, oh my gosh.
Are three of those teams, Rob. I'm going to be honest. Three of those teams, I wouldn't be shocked if they got to the Super Bowl. If it was San Francisco, if it was the Rams, or if it was Seattle, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not picking them, but I wouldn't be surprised.
No, but that tells you about the division, and that's going to tell you about Stafford
playing.
Because when he played, Chris, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers couldn't beat them. You know, like in a big spot,
right.
Or lost to the Bears when it came push to shove. The right. Bears won a couple of divisions, right? NFC North. So it wasn't like the Packers won every division. Minnesota, Chris, won a couple of NFC
right.
Norths.
Right.
So everybody else won except the Lions. Everybody won in the NFC North at some point.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Rob, it's the story of the week. You know, Aaron Rodgers had probably the worst game of his career in his debut this year, coming off that offseason in which he demanded a trade. He skipped the offseason programs. He contemplated retirement. He tried out for Jeopardy as a host. He told Aaron Andrews that he had nothing left to prove. And then he goes out and he has the worst game of his career in what was also, Rob, the worst loss of his career. And so, naturally, people are speculating and talking about it and coming to all sorts of conclusions about it. And one of those people, Rob, is his former teammate, his former tight end. They, you know, they hooked up on many a pass, many a touchdown together. And that, of course, is JerMichael Finley. Do we have sound of Finley or do I have to read it? Okay. Here's JerMichael Finley, Rob, on why he believes that Rodgers struggled mightily on Sunday. He told this to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
This is the National Football League. Each offseason, you got to work like it's the last season. And I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. And actually, you can see it right through his helmet. The eyes and the face tells everything of the personality. And I just don't see it, that NFL hunger and just feel hungry to go win another championship. I just think it's cliche and talk that guys get up there and say, oh, I want to win a championship. Oh, it sounds good, but I want to see what you do on the field.
All right.
First of all, shame on those guys for not, like, making him, like, give more of an explanation, Chris. You could see it from your couch looking through the helmet. Come on. Like, Chris, if that was a guy on our show, we would have to stop. Okay, right? Stop. Have you talked to other
right?
Have you talked to other players? What do you mean you could see it? You could see it from your living room in San Diego? Like, really, you were watching the game on TV and you could see it? Come on. I mean, just say you don't like him. You don't like what went on in Green Bay. You felt like he got you out of Green. Whatever it is, you've been saying this since 2012.
Right.
Did you watch last year?
Finley has been critical of Rodgers, as you said, for the last 9 years.
Chris, did he watch last year when he was the MVP? Did he say it after Aaron Rodgers had the stinker against Tampa Bay with the two picks? He went on to win the MVP. I'm not saying he's going to win the MVP this year, but come on. To put a guy on and not challenge him and not make him at least, Chris, give me the belief that you have some insight. You don't have any insight. You played with him years ago. If you want to get on and say, I'm close to people there still in Green Bay. They tell me he's not the same guy. They right. tell me he don't work out as hard. He's lackluster in practice. He's busy practicing his Jeopardy answers. You know, Chris, give me something. You can see it through the helmet?
No, you're right on the money. And that was my first thought. When I read this quote, and here it is. I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. Rob, my first thought is, okay, are you at practice?
Right.
I mean, seriously. And as you said, if you say that to people interviewing you, the natural thought is, so are you, like you said, are you still talking to people in Green Bay? Have you talked to players? How do you know the work ethic suffering? Because look, we can joke about it and make light and all that, but the fact that Aaron Rodgers went to Hawaii and was on vacation, that doesn't mean he wasn't working hard.
That doesn't mean, right. He didn't go on vacation last offseason, right? Last year he went on vacation, I'm sure.
Exactly. Everybody, that doesn't mean the weeks prior that he wasn't killing himself working for the upcoming season. I don't know. I mean, that's my point. I don't know, and I doubt JerMichael Finley knows. And if he does know, to your point, Rob, he has a duty to say, I'm not just making this up. This is not just a figment of my imagination. I've talked to players.
Right.
I've talked to coaches. And especially, Rob, with their history. Especially when you're a guy that's been critical of Aaron Rodgers for nearly a decade.
Ever since he left Green Bay.
Way to prove this is not sour grapes. This is not just because we don't get along. This is because guys are telling me it. or I saw it myself.
You got to give me more than that, but this is what we talk about all the time. You can't let people just come on and say anything without pushing back a little bit. If he said that, Chris, then I'm interested. Wouldn't you be interested in that?
Oh, yeah, that's a great quote, but you got to back it up. You got to back it up. And look, what's interesting to me, Robin, we've talked. We had Ephraim Salaam, former offensive lineman, on the show yesterday. He said, if I was in that locker room, if I was playing for the Green Bay Packers, I'd be ticked off at Aaron. He said, I'd be upset that he doesn't look like he's all in. I watched our colleague at FS1, Marcellus Wiley, say today on his show that he doesn't think that Aaron Rodgers is all in. That he looks detached. And I mean, it's just his opinion, but, you know, he looks detached and he doesn't think he's you know, cares about winning anymore because he doesn't need this job anymore. He's already thinking about moving on. You know, these are thoughts that are out there, Rob. And so what's interesting to me, and I've been a little critical of Aaron. Like, you can't come in off what you did this offseason and have a clunker like that in game one. All right? But it's interesting to me that with all that he has done, Rob, all that Aaron Rodgers has accomplished, and he's, you know, he's one of the greatest to ever do it. We all know that. That he is, after one horrendous game, the first game of the season, he is facing such doubts, Rob. Is that odd to you? I mean, because this dude's a legend.
I don't think it's odd. I think it's totally ridiculous. Because if he lights up the Lions this Monday night, Chris, and puts on a 40-piece on the Lions, right? The 49ers scored 41 points in the first three quarters against Detroit.
Right. Right.
All right. If he puts up a 40-piece, then what's the dialogue? Oh, well, I guess he's back. He's back. I guess he's into it again. All right. You watch. I'm telling you, if you're going to Vegas.
Oh, no, it's
going
to be big.
Right. I just think you got to be real careful with this game. We've seen the clunkers. Didn't we see Cliff Kingsbury, Chris, crown Kyler Murray last year after the Hail Murray? Do you remember that? What did we say when he said that he could split the MVP with Patrick Mahomes every other year? Oh, whoa.
Right.
All right. He threw a Hail Mary. They won the game. Let's not get crazy. And then what happened? They didn't make the playoffs.
Right, right. Yeah, it is interesting to me that you know, he's got such doubters. But that's, Rob, that's what happens. He put himself in harm's way by all he did this offseason. And like I said, he won the offseason.
No, when you talk like that, Chris, people are going to be what you call it. There's no doubt about it. And then if he didn't say anything,
he put the spotlight on himself.
Then he'd be aloof and you don't know what he's thinking. And that's why he's not a good teammate, doesn't express himself. You can't win. But you're right. His offseason was so out loud and so out of character from what we are used to. You remember when Aaron Rodgers, they fired their quarterback coach. They didn't even ask him.
He didn't say a word.
He didn't make a stink, Chris. Do you remember a stink?
Nope.
I don't remember.
When Matt LaFleur was hired and he wasn't really, you know,
involved in it.
Consulted. Right, right. Nothing.
I don't remember a stink.
Right. So, yeah, when that's my point, Rob. When you do that, you do have to go out and you got a ball. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, I don't know. None of us knows if Aaron's really detached. But you do open yourself up to that when you do what you did in the offseason. And, Rob, he's so calm and cool and unbothered. And I agree. I think he's saying the right things. Look, it's one game. We'll be fine.
And he said it's on him, though. He said
right.
He played poorly.
He owned it. He owned it enough for me. I don't know. I mean, I've heard people say, oh, he didn't know. I don't know what you want him to say.
What else do you want him to say?
He said, I played bad. He said, I'm frustrated with my performance. He said he said both interceptions were on him. Now, yesterday, he came out with he got hit in the private parts. But that's just an explanation. That's
right.
Not an
but
excuse.
That say he
but
didn't
he
do
still
it.
Said, right, I probably – after the game, he said, I probably should have – He said, I can't remember exactly what he said he should have done instead. But in both instances, Rob, he took the blame. All right, so
that's all you want a guy to do.
Right. I don't need him to cry about it and, you know, woe is me about it. Just he admitted
he has to grovel. He has to grovel, right. Chris, and be like, oh, I had a terrible game. I'm the worst quarterback. I don't know what I was
doing. Right, exactly.
Dude,
come on.
The guy just had is coming off an unbelievable MVP at age 37 when people were saying he was finished, Chris. Come on.
Rob, if he doesn't play great against or you know, very good against Detroit, what will it take for you to really start to wonder, okay, is he into this or has he basically retired in his mind?
It would take a couple of games. I'd have to look at him, and they always talk about in the NFL, you do it by quarters, right? Like four games.
Right. Right.
And I think that's what you have to look at. At four games, you could get a feel for where somebody is to me.
Their next two games, Rob, that's why I do think he's got to be great against Detroit, and I think he will be. But they got San Francisco after that, which obviously is a good defense, and Pittsburgh after that, Rob.
Yeah. No, these are big games.
Yeah. So, and you know, you start 0-2. Rob, in the last 2 years, this is including last year when they expanded the playoffs to 14 teams. The last 20 teams, there have been 20 teams in the last 2 years to start 0-2. None of them have made the playoffs.
Is that right?
That's So there's a lot of teams with Baltimore. And I'm not saying they can't make
Dallas
the playoffs.
So if Dallas loses this week, then you think they're
– I'm not going to write teams off, but I'm saying Dallas, Green Bay, Baltimore, any of the other top teams that lost – it's interesting because, like I said, it since 2007, Rob, it's like 12% of the teams that started 0-2 made the playoffs. So it is definitely a tough road to hoe when you lose your first two games. So this is a big one for Green Bay, for Aaron, and for the team in general.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.